Mr. Speaker!
Order. Questions for oral answer, Mr. Louis Chua.
Question one, please.
Mr. Speaker, this reply also addresses related questions filed by Ms. Poli San, Ms. He Ting-Ru, as well as Ms. Eliza Chen for subsequent sittings. The free morning off-peak travel program is intended to reduce peak hour crowding. We are piloting this program on the Northeast Line and the Sengkang-Punggol LRT, which is currently the most well-used section of our MRT network. By shifting a small proportion of peak hour commuters who are able and willing to travel off-peak, we improve the commuting experience for those who still have to travel when it is most crowded. Redistributing peak load also enables the overall capacity of the train line to be more efficiently used. Furthermore, a smaller peak load will reduce the impact of a train delay or disruption if it happens. When we introduced a similar free travel program in 2013, about 7% of commuters shifted out of the morning peak. If we are able to achieve a similar and sustained result, we will not need to have additional resources to support higher commuter traffic before 7:30 a.m. The free morning off-peak travel program will be fully funded by the government. The level of government funding required will depend on the eventual take-up rate and therefore the effectiveness of the scheme. We will assess after a year before deciding whether to extend the scheme further. Thank you.
Mr. Chua. Thank you, Speaker. Two supplementary questions for the Minister. I think the first is, I understand from the CNE article that when speaking to the reporters back then, Minister shared that the peak hour passenger load on the Northeast Line is not close to LTA's operating performance standards. Wondering if Minister can elaborate on this, because in relation to an earlier PQ I filed in September, I had asked about the maximum passengers per hour per direction and capacity utilization during peak hours. If you can give us a sense of these numbers to understand where it is today and where is it the ideal level that the LTA is looking at. Second SQ is that, again, in relation to the capacity of the Northeast Line today, are there any technical limitations to increasing the frequency further in terms of reducing the time between trains or even, let's say, increasing it from the current 6 cars to, you know, 7 or 8, depending on the possibilities? Thank you.
The Minister is here.
Mr. Speaker, on the Honourable Member's question on the peak hour passenger load, today our operating performance standards are about, there are 5 passengers per square metre, which translates to about roughly 1,600 people per train on the Northeast Line. In practice, the trains are not filled to the maximum because commuters decide not to board the train if it gets too crowded. But today, when we track the loading of the trains, it is in and around 4 persons per square meter, which is not anywhere near the operating performance standard. In terms of the technical limitations of improving the loading of the capacity of the train lines, the free off-peak travel program is one of a suite of measures that we have to try to manage the overall capacity of the train in terms of optimizing it. but also, of course, to reduce the peak level crowding. Beyond that, we have been adding new trains to the Northeast Line over the years. We have improved the signalling system so that the headways between the trains have come down significantly. And, of course, outside of the train system, we have also added city direct buses to bring people from their residence in the Northeast to the city centre. As for whether or not we can add more train carriages, that's often suggested. But in Singapore, we have not taken this step because most of our train lines are underground. And if we have trains that are longer than what is the station length, firstly, you either have to shut down the line to expand the station, or there would be fire safety considerations because the carriages that don't have the exit doors, they will have to come out through a longer way to get out, and typically that's not recommended for us to do that. So we have not taken that step yet. What we have done is, of course, for future lines going forward, to see if we can budget for stations that are longer in advance, and then perhaps in future to only have smaller capacity trains and to extend the capacities of those trains when we need to. Thank you.
Ms. Polisan.
Thank you, Speaker, and thank you, Minister. I'd like to understand, with this shift of travel patterns to an earlier timing, will there be more resources required of the operator SBST? The other question is, what is the expected revenue leakage, and is this sustainable in the long run?
I think Minister is here.
I thank the Honourable Member for her question. In terms of more resources, as I mentioned in my reply, if the outcome of the program is around what we expect, which is about hopefully 7% of the peak hour load shifted to off-peak, then there is enough capacity during the off-peak and we will not need additional resources before 7:30. The program as of now, as a pilot, is fully funded by the government. So there is no additional resources that's needed. The revenue loss to the system is entirely covered by the government. But what actually will be the government expenditure on the scheme really depends on the take-up of the scheme. Thank you.
Mr. Tengru.
Thank you, sir. I've got two supplemental questions for the Minister. The first is whether the programme is expected to result in net positive movement in congestion, and what are the considerations taking into account that there's quite a number of BTOs and condo projects coming up? Would that be taken into account whether deciding whether to continue this programme? And the second supplemental question is, I think earlier my colleague Mr. Chua said that about the 7% shift from when we did a similar project in 2013, I'm just wondering, what happens if that if you hit or you don't hit at 7%, what's the decision going to be either way? Thank you.
Acting Minister Sia.
Mr. Speaker, the scheme that we have proposed is a series of continuous adjustments that we make to the public transport system in response to travel demand. On the whole, in the longer term, what the agencies do is they do plan the transport infrastructure and the capacity of the transport infrastructure in tandem with housing developments. The time frames are long. For MRT line, it takes about 15 years to build. In housing, it's about 5 years for a new BTO estate. So they try to make sure that they're synchronized. But in the short term, on a year-to-year basis, we also make continuous adjustments, whether it's adding new buses or, in this case, proposing this free off-peak travel scheme. And I think overall, the objective is to optimize the capacity of the train network, in particular of specific trains during peak hour, and to make for a better travel experience for our commuters. So we should see the free travel scheme as part of that series of continuous adjustments. As for whether or not we will proceed with the scheme after a year. Let us evaluate the scheme. The 7% was based off a previous scheme which had very different parameters. But roughly, if we hit something like that, I think we can think about whether or not to either continue with the scheme, extend it in its current form, or adjust the parameters further, or even fold it as a permanent feature into the system. That's really up for debate. Thank you.
Ms. Alyssa Chen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to ask two supplementary questions. First, whether the Ministry can shed light on the thought processes and data types selecting only the Northeast Line and Sengkang Punggol LRT for the free off-peak pilot. As you know, Bishan is a very crowded station with two lines as well, rather than other high-congestion interchange stations. My second question is to ask the Acting Minister for Transport whether the Ministry has conducted an accessibility impact assessment to determine whether the free off-peak scheme will disproportionately benefit able-bodied commuters who can flexibly adjust their travel timing, while vulnerable commuters such as persons with disabilities, elderly commuters, and parents with young children who may have inflexible schedules due to work, school, medical appointments, or childcare constraints will gain minimal benefit, and whether the Ministry will consider alternative subsidy mechanisms targeting vulnerable commuters with fixed schedules. Thank you.
The Minister is here.
Mr. Speaker, I thank the Honourable Member for her questions. The scheme applies to the Northeast Line for two reasons. The first is that this is the most well-used part of our MRT network at present, and we think we want to see whether we can optimise the peak of peak crowding on that line. The second reason is that for parts of the Northeast Line that are above Kovan Station at the moment, they do not have an alternative route to the MRT network until the Cross Island Line is built in 5 years' time. And so should there be a disruption, and when there is a disruption, actually the impact is quite significant to manage. And so therefore, it is in our interest to try to reduce the peak hour crowding as much as we can. Bishan, in relative terms, is slightly more less crowded, more well-connected. So for the moment, we've decided to keep the pilot really to the Northeast Line. On the second question on accessibility, I fully understand the members' concerns. Our objective with the scheme is really to move a small proportion of those who are able and willing to move from peak hour travel to off-peak. And we're giving them a little incentive to do so. And this will not only benefit these commuters, but it will also benefit the commuters who have no choice but to travel during the more crowded periods. And it will benefit them through having, of course, a less crowded train, shorter, hopefully, waiting times for the trains, and generally a better commuter experience for them. So it's a win-win situation for all, and more broadly beyond that, accessibility considerations are very much top of our priority when it comes to public transport. We will be very sure to focus on that. Thank you.
Last SQ, Mr. Ng Chin Ming.
Minister, thank you for this initiative. Thank the colleagues in LTA, SBST for doing this good initiative. But nevertheless, when you look at the loading in the Northeast area, I think this good initiative is but an interim measure. Whether it's the buses, where in the previous question, SMS Sun Xueling told me that the buses loading versus MRT capacity is a great difference. So my simple SQ is that, well, with this good initiative, would the Seletar line be accelerated? Because ultimately, with all the housing density being built up in the Northeast region, whether in Punggol or in Jalan Kayu, including Sengkang, I think fundamentally, a new MRT line would be needed. And if you can consider accelerating the Seletar line, it will be very much appreciated by many residents in the Northeast region. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Seah.
Mr. Speaker, I would like to thank the Honourable Member, Mr. Ng Chin Ming, for his question on the Seletar line, which is not the first time he's asked this. As I explained earlier, the planning of MRT line is in tandem with housing developments and travel demand. These are longer term plans which the agencies work together very closely, and we try to make sure that there is enough travel capacity to accommodate the demand for the long term. In the short term, we do make adjustments in terms of continual improvements, whether it's adding new buses to the transport corridor, whether it's introducing this free travel scheme. And these are short-term adjustments that we try to make sure that the commuters are, the travel demand can be adequately catered for. The Seletar line is being studied. I hope to have an update on this sometime across the turn of the year, and most probably during the COS period. But we will take a look at it and let LTA do its work to study the line. Thank you.